Welcome to the Vegas Binge Warmer Podcast. My name is Eric, you hate me 702. And as always, we have
Jeremy with a G.
What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm living a dream. How you doing?
You ready to talk some football?
Sure.
Who's got MVP this year?
Too many good.
Somebody jump in first. I don't care who goes. I need to get some more wine.
Who got some MVP? Too many good names. Matt Ryan, just kidding. That was a joke. That was
worse than the Jet shit.
I'm not a Matt Ryan supporter ever since, you know, I got my big jersey on right now, baby.
That's respect.
Respect.
I haven't been a Matt Ryan fan since Mike Vick went to jail. So Boston College days, I believe.
Okay. So what do we got? Who's MVP this year?
Shit, man.
Well, give me a couple people you think that could be MVP.
Zach Wilson. No.
If he gets up to the fucking playoffs, he's MVP. Fucking so is Justin Herbert at 14-3.
Yo, yeah, there you go. That's a good MVP candidate right there. Damn, bro, it's too hard. There's too many good teams, too many good quarterbacks. That MVP is a toss-up this year. It's not one name that could be that's standing in front of the line right now. There's not. Like, Lamar Jackson could sneak up and get it. Who else? Patrick Mahomes. Brady could come up and get it. Aaron Rodgers could get it again. Shit, they need to give it to a receiver. It's long overdue. Josh Allen. There's a bunch of good ones in the league. Damn, bro. Derrick Henry could get it. But I don't think Derrick Henry is going to have a shot season again.
You want to hear something funny that you said that? I saw this stat, his stat line from high school. I
mean, oh, my God, yeah.
Dude, did you see that shit?
Yeah.
It was like 2,000. Yeah.
Bro, it was like 2,000, 2,000, 3,000, like 3,000. I'm like.
Yeah, he's crazy.
It's nuts. So, at the end of the day, I would like to see Derrick Henry get it because he is an unstoppable force. And who the hell wants to tackle that dude?
Right.
But bouncing off that, Tannehill has a shot because he has all the – he has a three-headed monster. So –
But Derrick Henry's ran for 40,000 yards in his lifetime, bro. Like, that's his legs are tired, bro.
What?
He's the only, back. I don't understand it.
He's the only running back to run for 2,000 in high school, college, and the NFL.
Yeah, son. I can't even run 200 yards right now, bro. I'm good on that.
And he's like, not. He's built like a fucking tank.
He's a LeBron James of football.
He's, oh my God. Could you imagine trying to tackle him?
Like, no. For real? You mean like straight up?
Yeah, like straight up.
Like, I gotta shoot him though. No. Like straight up.
I mean, you can
make some money. That wouldn't do nothing either, bro. Shot.
No, huh? I'm not. You can get. I'm not. No,
hey,
can,
hey, I'll do anything.
If they signed me to an NFL roster right now and like tackle him, I'm like, no, I don't want to fall apart.
I'll do anything. 135
pounds. I don't want to fall apart. No, I don't want my whole body to just my bones to fall apart like skeletons in Mario when they jump on the head.
Hey, I'm already there, so it ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Me too, man.
So I do like the Tannehill. I like the Tannehill because I think it's the story. And with Julio Jones being a good red zone target, AJ Brown being that deep threat, I know. Derrick Henry on the running the ball. But I think Derrick Henry takes away from him. And I think that's the issue that would hurt Tannehill is Derrick Henry. You've never seen it. I shouldn't say never. In the last 10 years, 15 years, I can't remember an MVP that's had a running back like Derrick Henry. That was that quarterback that's going to run for 1,700, 1,800 yards. So, I mean, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, I know that sounds stupid, but yeah. Literally, Ryan Tannehill, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, no. I don't want Mahomes to get it. I'll pass on that. I'm good. Nope. You know, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look.
Nope. Because MVP is over Super Bowl. Nope. So we'll pass
out of my house.
We'll pass on that. And I mean, if you go to the NFC, you have Kyler Murray, you have Russell Wilson, who's always that sleeper, but I don't think his record will be there. Of course, you have Aaron Rodgers. You have
Dak Prescott.
He didn't win comeback. Dak, yeah, you're right.
You said Dak?
Yeah,
I don't trust Dak. I don't trust
him. I don't believe it. I said that. Yeah, I said that two weeks ago, but I don't trust Dak.
I don't think he's playing week one.
So I don't trust Dak. I don't trust his health.
Oh, so you like Carson Wentz type situation?
Yeah.
Because it's downhill from there, bro. Like,
well, even then, we know it's going to take a year or two for him to get confidence back.
He can trip on like a painted line and die. Like,
yeah, that's how it but most people have trouble getting their confidence back.
A Dallas Cowboy will get comeback player of the year, though.
For sure.
Whether it be Zeke or Dak, one of them is going to get it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, but
what if this MVP, Cowboys shit the bed, though? Like, what if they legit shit the bed like they always do? Like, this is our year. Like, you know the Cowboys fans. Our year. We got this. Like,
bro, I got them. I got them fucking going to the Super Bowl in my predictions, bro. And that I'm a Cowboys hater, bro. Like, the only thing I hate more than Julio Jones is the Cowboys, bro. Like, straight up. And is Julio Jones a red zone target?
I mean, you got AJ Brown too. So that's,
I mean, when you got Derrick Henry as a red zone threat, he is a damn. The whole entire team is.
It's play action.
Me and you are red zone targets with Derrick Henry at running back.
Okay. Because I watch a lot of Julio Jones games.
I'm not saying that he's a tight end, Travis Kelce. He's one of the. Right. But within that offense, yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yes, because you can't stack the box no more because you have Julio. And right. Granted, yeah, and that's the issue. So if you stack the box, they're going to throw it to Julio.
Who's right, in the first seven. In the first seven games, they got him.
I don't know who the hell they tight end is.
Is it Jonnu Smith?
No, Jonnu Smith with the Patriots.
He went to the Patriots.
Oh, shit. Well.
Yeah, it's somebody like low-key, super low-key, bro, because they lost their starter tight end too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, man, I mean, if one of us want to go out there and play, I'm sure we can get like a couple touchdowns off of it, you know.
Yeah. I just don't want to live in Tennessee. I'm good.
You love Delanie Walker? Yeah, there's no way.
That's one of my that's one of my flyover states. I'm good.
They got Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz.
Okay, a whole bunch of people we
and
don't know.
John McKeon.
You better grab them on fantasy. Watch. They're gonna be catching tight touchdowns all the time. Dak will
okay, win, so man. Vegas underrated is definitely a Cowboys fan.
I just made the correlation. Just
I definitely did. Yep. Definitely a Cowboys fan. Definitely a Cowboys fan. The only way we will is if Dak gets hurt. Oh, I agree. If you guys win, this is the issue. If Dak is there, they're probably going to make the playoffs just because of the talent that they have in that division. Like, in that division, I'm not saying that division is going to be as bad as it was last year, but it's still going to be average. I mean, 9 wins could win you that division. 10 wins could win you that division. And when they have the best quarterback in that division.
I mean, you don't have to be good to win the NFC East.
No, it's a luck of a draw in the NFC.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it all depends on who gets hurt and who doesn't get hurt. So, okay, so Coach of the Year. What do we got? Do we have anybody want to shout out a name that wins Coach of the Year? Because, you know, that's always a good little surprise.
I wish my man was on here. What's the little dude that was on here just now?
Oh, Kumar. He's jumping on soon. He just got home.
Oh yeah. So Kumar, I'm gonna say Sirianni, man. Just because. Because I live in Philly. That's the only problem. Like, I've been watching. I went to a couple of his practices.
Okay.
And these dudes, like, believe it or not, they'll run through a wall for this crazy motherfucker, man. For real. And that's what makes the Eagles scary to me. Cause like they don't on paper, they don't look great. They really don't. They don't look good. But like the team believes in Jalen Hurts. At least from what they say, and the players are gelling, and Devontae Smith kind of has like a little chip on his shoulder. I wanted to see him in an Atlanta Falcons uniform so bad because I just thought that would have been dope, him and Calvin Ridley. I don't know how it would have happened, but I just, you know, I wanted to see it.
Yep.
But I have a lot of respect for Devontae Smith, and I do think they shit on him. He's the Heisman, and he went like 11 or some crazy shit or 9.
So
at the end of the day, I think that team's going to be a lot better. So I think Sirianni does get the credit for that because they were – historically bad last year.
So who wants to go? Oh, with Cleveland?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't think there's any way he doesn't get Coach of the Year. I think that's like a real easy one right there. Just because the history of the Browns, how bad they've been for the last, 27, 30 years almost, bro. He should have got it last year. Who got it last year?
Well, they beat the Steelers twice in like 2 weeks time span. So they
definitely. I don't even know who got the Coach of the Year last year. Jeremy, who got Coach of the Year last year?
I don't know. I'll find out though.
Yeah. But yeah, Stefanski's a very easy choice.
Yeah, because I think they're going to be real good this year. I think they win week one. I think they win week one, and I think they just keep winning from there. I think they're going to be real good. I think they're going to go deep.
I think when I did my predictions, week one was like the only game I had them losing in like the first 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's talking as a fan. I get it.
Yeah. No, Stefanski. I agree with that. I think that's very good.
He was a coach of the year last year.
That was the only reason I was going to say he wouldn't get it, but
I'm trying to think, like, it's probably just going to come out of nowhere. Like, depending on how good the Cardinals do, I could see Cliff Kingsbury getting it. I think it's going to be the story of who does the best and who has like one of the better records. Like, I mean, if the Packers go 13-3, it might be Matt LaFleur, because they're gonna be like, oh, Aaron Rodgers leaving, and there's a great story. If the Niners get the 2 seed or go high, then it's gonna be Kyle Shanahan because of what he did last year. So, I mean, if the Titans just become a beast of a team, Matt Patricia definitely could get it.
Dude, what do you mean if they become one? Like,
they're going to need to go, like, yeah, but I mean 14-3, 13-4. Like, they're going to have to be one of the top teams in the AFC for them to get, in my opinion, to win it, because they already have such a high floor. Like, everybody thinks they're going to win the division. They think they're one of the better teams in the AFC. So if they just win the division and they're one of the top two or three teams, I mean, even the Ravens with John Harbaugh, if Lamar Jackson turns into a quarterback, I mean, that definitely like a pocket quarterback with throwing the ball more than just running. Not saying he's not a quarterback.
We better hope that never happens, or that's a damn cheat code. If that ever happens, you can cancel Christmas.
Game over.
Their defenses are so good.
Game over.
Yeah.
But I game over. Real quick, just throwing this out there. I'm a Mike Tomlin guy, actually starting to dislike Mike Tomlin, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Mike Tomlin is a fucking coddler. All right, and I just need it to be known. Like, he coddles every damn body. Like, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm going to the ownership and I'm saying, listen, it's either me or Big Ben. Y'all decide. But I'm not fucking having that old ass motherfucker run around and like get sacked a million times. And then they go pick up Haskins. They went and got Haskins, the worst quarterback, worse than Carson Wentz last year. They went and got that guy.
Jeremy, who's worse?
I wouldn't say historic.
I'll
give the Raiders a little bit, because you still got
Jamarcus Russell.
The Raiders own that title with Donut Boy.
Jamarcus Russell.
Listen, man, y'all got to give
me. Is Dwayne Haskins a younger Jamarcus Russell?
Exactly.
No,
him.
No. Exactly. No. Thank you. Jamarcus Russell came in as a fucking diva and set out because he wanted more money. Dwayne Haskins came to a team that didn't want him. Remember, his coach didn't want him. Gruden, the younger Gruden brother. He didn't want Dwayne and made it fucking known. Like, Dwayne Haskins showed up and he's like, bitch, go home.
Like, did you see him play? That's why he said that.
Listen,
have you seen him play? Like, no, stop. Did you see him play in preseason? Because I watched every damn game and I had to suffer through that shit. So
it's preseason. Nobody cares.
No, it does, because if you can't do anything against the third stringers, you damn sure can't do it.
He looked good in some of the plays that I saw him playing.
Stop it.
He did.
Cut it out.
He did.
Is that weed infused wine that you did? Like, stop it. Haskins is by far with the worst.
You want Dwayne Haskins? Stop it. You own your first round draft pick this year. Get rid of Ben, put Dwayne Haskins in there, suffer for a fucking year, get a high draft pick, and start the fuck over.
We're going to suffer anyway. What are y'all talking
about?
This year.
We're going to suffer regardless.
So
at least you have a reason to suck at somebody you can blame.
We have somebody to blame. It's Ben Roethlisberger's old 56-year-old ass. Like,
but now you got two people.
Listen.
So if they take Ben out and put Dwayne in, you'd be like, oh, this is why we really fucking suck.
Rudolph is starting if Ben goes down. It makes
the season more bearable.
Listen,
I've been a Chiefs fan for 35 years. We've sucked for – Eric Fisher was our number one overall pick.
He was a great guy.
Stop it.
Oh, but you want me to stop that, but you don't want to stop the Ben Roethlisberger slander. Okay, cool.
It only works one way, bro. Come on.
Yeah, man, like – We gonna suck. Ice, you can admit that we gonna suck, bro. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay. And we probably gonna get Najee Harris hurt because we're gonna have to run the ball 700 times a game. It's fine.
I don't want him to get hurt. I got him on one of my fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
He's gonna.
Who would you want as a quarterback, though?
Who, me? If I had my pick.
You could trade for a quarterback
if I could, if everything is the way it is right now, I go get Cam if I'm a Steelers. And if I'm, then if it's like a special world and I get to start over, I'm going to get Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to get the long locks, baby. You can't go wrong with it. He ain't lost but like 3 games in his whole damn career.
Would you want Deshaun Watson?
Hell fucking no. You out here raping folks and shit, man.
Hey, I will say this. I will say this about Deshaun Watson.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
You're going to get us canceled. Stop that shit.
No. It's not nothing like that. But have you noticed? Because he has his trade clause in, right?
Yeah.
He didn't want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go to Denver. He didn't want to go anywhere else but Miami.
Yeah.
That's the only place he didn't say no to getting traded to. That nigga is a predator, bro. I'm sorry. He is a predator, bro. The only way you waive your trade clause is if you could go to Miami. Bro,
take
your ass out of here, bro.
Unless it's a Brian Flores thing. If it's a Brian Flores thing, I can see that. But I think it's a freak thing. I think
he's like, bro, I'm going to Miami. Like, bro, you got 23 cases open.
That
you need to go to court.
He need to go be celibate. He need to get it chopped off and just be a eunuch out this motherfucker. Like,
yeah, bro. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was funny because why not go to Philadelphia? Like, that's crazy.
Vegas underrated. If you are watching and you're free, and because you have a lot to say and you want to jump up on here, let me know and I'll DM you the link and you can join right fucking now.
A lot to say. Hey,
I love it. But if you're in the comments and you want to join because you know you're cool, let me know. I'll DM you the link.
He's saying stuff like this. I don't trust him. He's saying. Man, it ain't no.
Open invitation, underrated. Seriously, let us know in the comment. I'll DM you it right now. The link.
He said he can definitely get on.
I'm doing it right now. It's coming on.
Oh man, the Steelers win the division. Yo, that's a bold. That's bolder than the Jets making the playoffs, in my opinion, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay, I'm trying to go through. I'm taking forever. I know. For some odd reason, I cannot find it.
Yo, another thing is my boy's telling me this. Like my friends is, like, you know, what I'm saying, we're on our DSM chat. You know, these are my guys
there on the
network.
Yeah,
they are saying now that possibly. That the Steelers could have way more wins. And I said, I watched them last year break my fucking heart. They had 11. They was 11-0. And I kept telling people, they're just like barely squeaking by. Somebody told me the other day, they said, man, like we thought y'all had it. Bro, when did y'all think we had it? Anybody? I never thought we had it. Not one point. Oh, no.
I was praying that you guys didn't have it. Every time you lost, I was happy. I sent it to you. I DM'd you. DM'd you, Vegas. I DM'd you, Vegas underrated. I DM'd you. Let me know when you jump in. We'll get it.
The Steelers have an entirely new offensive line. That takes a little bit of time to gel, bro. They're going to – I don't know, man.
We're going
to
suck ass through a straw. Stop it. We're going to suck ass. We don't need to do all this analysis. My team's going to suck. How many wins do we have? 4 wins? 5 wins?
5-12. I guess
that's the number one pick. What? How many wins do you think? 3? 2?
Yeah, probably 2. It's not gonna be it's 2 because I mean you got Houston and Detroit though. So
if we tank for Tua, it'll work, right? We can tank. I can see it. Like, what's up? Like, no big deal. Who we got to shoot?
Just tank.
We can always shoot our shot. That's all my thing. It's saying like just pull the team. Like Tomlin, you get one losing season, we get a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? No big deal.
The biggest and newest thing. Colorcast app on iOS only. fall 2021. Hey. Yes.
Except my screen share.
I did. I shared it.
There it is.
So
I can't see anything. I'm stuck looking at the flyer.
Oh, so Vegas Bitch Warmers talk show. Join us to talk about a great rivalry in sports at He Hate Me 702. That's me. You got Jeremy with the G, which is Jeremy 85. It is gonna be on Tuesdays at 8:30 PM Eastern time, 8:30 to 9 PM Eastern time, 5:30 Pacific time, only on the Colorcast app, which is only on iOS. And when we say one of the great rivalries, you don't have to go any farther. You could just look at where we're sitting. Chiefs, Raiders, one of the oldest and nastiest rivalries in the NFL history. The fact that the Chiefs are in the AFC West and are in fucking Missouri shows how big that rivalry is, because that is only because of this rivalry. Dates all the way back to the AFL. Check us out, iOS, download it. We can always have guests on. As you can see, we bring guests on almost anytime we come on if they're in the comments. So if you want to invite, let us know. But we got to talk about Chiefs and Raiders. We'll be giving previews, reviews, previews of games, reviews of games, and
old school games.
Each week, we'll be giving you old school games and a tidbit of history. Starting week one, I think it starts September 14th.
Yeah.
Preview or review the game. Preview the game. And then we'll tell you how the rivalry started. Join us there. We'll tweet those out. Jeremy, you got anything else to say today?
No. I was great with the little bit I had to talk.
I love this.
I ain't gonna lie.
I love this. I just want to, again, I know I'm talking a lot, but I'm really happy right now. I'm fucking drunk and I'm about to be faded as hell. The podcast community as a whole is fucking amazing. Bro,
they've taken us in like we're one of their own.
I love the podcast community. Again, we want to shout out JD Oracle with DMS Media. Its links are in the description. Ice Baby, link in description. Kumar, link in the description. And the link will be in the description for Vegas Underrated. And hopefully he joins more often and maybe we talk high school football with him. Without further ado, Jeremy, take us home.
Put me in, coach.
Peace.